Thank you, Greg. The last stanza said, "He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nation proves." This morning, we were talking about darkness into light. And here we sing again, truth and light. Thank the Lord for you this morning. If you come out to hear me, we praise God for that. But we're still continuing through the eyes of Hannah this morning, and we're going to be turning again to Luke chapter 2. But before we do, Hannah, we're going to look at the presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the temple. You know, that we can't leave that out. And that was given to me to bring up. So we're going to look at that. But Thursday night, while we were here at the prayer meeting, Peter said, you know, Mary was the first lady who knew the baby before it was even conception, before conception. She knows it was going to be a boy. And she also know the name of the little baby. Yeah? Some ladies have to go to the hospital to find that out if you want to. But here the angel of the Lord came and let them know. And you can look that up in first in Matthew chapter 1 and 21, and again in Luke 1 and verse 32. We're going to look at Luke first, though, and just see where the Lord Jesus continued to show forth his might and to show the people of the world that he came into this world. And we're going to be reading from first Luke 2 and verse 21. Luke 2 and verse 21, and it said, "And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him, that is Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And it is written, and as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." And so here we stop there for a little while before we go to Hannah. And so we see right here in verse 21, 8 days after the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we see his circumcision. You know, and right there at his circumcision, the name that was given to him before he was born was given to him right there. Because that's what happened. You know, when we talk about how did circumcision come about, we go back to Genesis chapter 17, and we read there when the Lord and Abraham make that covenant. You who was, 99 year old, you have to be circumcised right now. And all the male boys after you should be circumcised. You can read that at your leisure. But this was the command of the Lord. All male boys after you. And if they didn't do that, they should be turned from what they know. You know? And we look at this and we say, well, that's hard. Yeah, but this was God giving the command to this one so that the people who came after him will know this and follow it. So that's his circumcision. Then we go to Verse 22. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And so we are talking about when the days of her purification. This is the mother of the boy. This is Mary we are talking about. And if you know, read in Leviticus, I think, yes, you will find this. 40 days after the boy was born, that's when she could bring him into the temple. She couldn't bring him into the temple before that because it was a standard there, you know. And if you read in Leviticus 12, verse 6 to 8, we'll see that. Or even the whole chapter of Leviticus 12. The rules are there. And why? Because what God wants them to be different. You know, that's the rule. And so she could not come near the temple for 40 days. But after this, and we see that, 22, and when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him, that is Jesus, to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And not only 40 days after, but you see, Mary had to bring a sacrifice to God for purification. She has to bring it and leave it outside of the temple. Watch, normally the sacrifice should be a lamb and a turtle dove. Now, if you were poor, for our reason, the Lord Jesus Christ, he was rich, yet still he became poor for us. Yes? And he, the Lord Jesus, was born in poverty. So Mary couldn't bring a lamb. Why? Because she was poor. And so they bring, you could either bring a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. It's there too in the word of God. Leviticus 12, 2, you can find that there. You see, God made his rules and we have to follow it. It's just like us as Christians. We know the rules, and sometimes we stray from it, but we have to come back to the reality of God's word, don't we? If we're not, then you're sinning against God. And this is what the rules were. So, not only that, verse 23 said, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And this was the rules. All the firstborn, both man and beast, was for the Lord Jesus. You read that in Exodus 13 and verse 2. All the firstborn, you know, this is mine, saith the Lord. And, you know, that standard bearing. Yes, we see these things happening. And then verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. So if we were poor and couldn't find a lamb or get a lamb or buy a lamb, we have the option. Two turtle doves was value more than the two young pigeons. Yes? You read it for yourself and you can come to that conclusion. But this is what Mary went through. You know, she had to bring that sacrifice to the Lord. And they had the priest have to do the purification by offering these things up to the Lord. Yeah, here was Jesus now. He was presented into the temple. And the mom and dad, they brought him, because now they were ready to show him to the Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said to the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons? And so they brought him into the temple. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. I don't want to go into that. But if we go further, read verse 27, he said, so he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. And so here the law was fulfilled. The parent came, they brought him. They were, they take care of what was supposed to take care of, the circumcision, the purification, and now the presentation of the baby in the temple. And this man was waiting to see this child. Jump down now to verse 36. We're going to be going out to see Hannah. Because Hannah was also waiting to see this Redeemer, this King. And she was in a lower place, but yet she was there for him. Who was Hannah? Who was Hannah? Hannah, she was a prophetess. That's the first. These three verses, maybe we should read them first. Luke, same chapter 2, and reading from verse 36. And it said, now there was one Hannah, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who look for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And so here we have three verses that can explain to us who was Hannah. Who was Hannah? First of all, she was a prophetess. She did, with her mouthpiece, she did special duty that the Lord gave her to do. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. And the tribe of Asher, the word Asher there means happy, blessed. She was married for 7 years. And I was a widow for 84 years. And now, if you count the years, Hannah was over 100 years. 84 and the 7 years she was married. And let's say she married at 14. You know, that will put us like over 105. We're just speculating here. You know, but that's when the young women in Israel would marry. A younger, 14 and up. And if you go up, then her age would be even more. So I'm saying she was over 100 years. The Bible said she was of a great age. A great age. Not many people we know who live to be 100. Yeah? I can put my hands up because I know one who lives over 100. My mom. And the Lord, while we are living for that time, you know, in that space, this woman, she did a lot of things. She was devout. She was a devoted Jew. And the first thing we see her doing is serving in the temple. Serving. She was waiting for the king to come. But she wasn't just sitting down and not doing nothing. She was waiting and she was serving. You know, as Mary and Joseph was right there, right up front here, presenting Jesus to the priest. And as they stood there, here comes Hannah, right there, joining with them. What? To give God thanks for this babe. She was waiting. And here was the time now. She see the King, the Redeemer, who was supposed to be coming. He's not only supposed. No, he came. He came. And he was right there in the middle. And she looked and she gave God thanks for him. Why? Because she waited and waited. If you go back and see, in that little space where she waited, you know, she was, not only that, she was a good lady. Because she went out and tell the people who was waiting for this Messiah to, that here was one who we were waiting on, but is now here. He's here, the God of glory, the Redeemer, the Creator of heaven and earth in a baby stage. He's here. You can trust him, our Redeemer, he's here. And he's going to rule the world sooner or later. Yes, this one, this lady who was over 100 years old, she was a servant of God. Hannah, we saw her. First of all, she was in the temple. Can you imagine in the temple night and day? Yeah? Night and day. And not only that, she was fasting and she was praying. Praying for what? Praying that she might see the Redeemer. You see, Simeon was going to see the Redeemer. But after he saw her, or saw him, he was going to die. Yes? Yes. The Lord said that. And when he saw the baby, he said, no, I can die because I've seen the Redeemer. But Hannah, she didn't have that privilege. Maybe she was going to continue serving in the temple as the Lord put her there to do. So sometimes we as individual, we as believer, go through trials, suffering, temptation that we don't even know about. But the Lord is with us. And he said he will never leave us or forsake us. And this is what we hold on to. Because the burden sometimes is very hard, you know. But the Lord is there. The Lord is there, dear ones. Hannah served in the temple, first of all. Then second of all, we saw Hannah waiting in the temple too. She was in the temple waiting, but during her waiting, she prayed and she sacrificed. She prayed to God. Are we praying to God when we are going through difficulties? Times when everything seems so bleak and dark. But there is one we can always turn to, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave us or forsake us. She was also a wife of 7 years. You know, looking at it, I saw this lady as a Christian girl growing up. Because by the time you're 14 and you marry, you know, you're a Christian. You don't know much about the world and you get married. And then your husband died so young, 7 years, you know. And she didn't go outside of the temple. She stayed in the temple. That's her life. I'm going to serve God. Yeah, I'm going to serve him for the rest of my life. This was what she did. And this morning, dear ones, we look at this little time. We are here on earth. I was saying to somebody this morning, we only offer 60 years. And perhaps if you get 10, you're lucky. I am in that group, and a couple of us are in that group. So when you are in that group, you look up, because God coming. He's either coming for you to judge you, or he's coming for you as your Savior. Yeah? We give him thanks this morning, because this one was the Savior of the world. He came as a baby. He came as a boy. He came because his Father gave him the work to do. And he came willingly. This lady served in the temple. Hannah have a lifetime commitment to service to God. Are we doing that? Is our life specifically make the time to serve him? That one day, when our time here is done and we meet him, he can say, well done. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. She was faithful. She was a blessing to others in the temple. How about here in the assembly? Are you a blessing to someone? Or am I a blessing to someone? We should be. We should be. Because that's what, you know, we are not just only saved. We are saved to do service for God. And that's what we are supposed to be doing. Hannah did that. She prayed and she fasted in the temple. And not only that, when she saw the Lord, she went out and encouraged those who was looking for the Redeemer. Yeah, so this morning, as we think about the Lord Jesus Christ, the babe of Bethlehem, the one who came innocently and gave his life for us when he was a man. If you are here this morning and you do not know him, you can have that satisfaction of knowing him today. This morning, again, we were talking about the darkness. He can take away the darkness from your heart. He is the one that we look to. You know, I don't know about you, but I know about myself. When the gloom and the darkness are peering in on you, who do you look to? Not your wife, not your husband, not your children. No, you look to God. You look to the one who is ever present with us. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. He, God, was perfect. All the attributes of deity were with him from the moment of conception. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9. And if you don't believe me, I said this, but you can go look it up in your Bible. You know, when Mary got the word that she was going to be pregnant, she was amazed. She said, "Oh, can this be? Because I don't know a man." And the angel explained to her what would happen. And then she said, "What? Let it be to me as your maidservant." You know, we are in his hands. And we can look to that day when he will call us home to be with him. As the Bible said, you know, I was always thinking about John 16. But if you go to John 17, that's the driving force behind it. For God came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Yes? And verse 16 is like the big verse. Yes, it is. But that verse. Here is a young baby. Here is a boy baby. Here is one who was born to save mankind. Here was one who was born to bring us salvation. Here was one who hung there on the cross and died for you and for me. This morning, we can say, thank you, Lord, if you know him as your Savior, for saving me, for keeping me, and for giving me eternal life. Let's praise him. Let's continue to do what he asks us to do. Let's serve him. The little what we are doing, let's continue to do it. And when we are doing it, maybe, you know, not much of us know what you're doing. But he knows. He knows and he sees. This morning, the Lord is ever present. He's ever talking to your heart if you're not yet saved. Give me your heart. Hannah did that. Hannah served the Lord Jesus Christ right there in the temple. And this morning, you can do that too. We thank the Lord for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he's yet to do for us, dear ones. This day will roll away, and we will see him in his glory, in all the beauty of holiness. Our God reigns. Father and God, we just thank you again for your word this morning. We thank you for your son. He was born as a little babe. He grew up as a man. And Father, he went to the cross to bring us salvation. We thank you that each one of us this morning has the responsibility to answer that call. You are either going to be my Savior or you are going to be rejected. We thank you, Father, that the day of salvation, the day of grace, is still available, that mankind can come to know your Son as their Savior. We thank you for your word this morning. We pray that the little what we hear, Father, we might go home, we might look at it again, and we might say, yes, the word is true. God became man, became a babe, and was born in the world. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings you bestowed upon us. And Father, we thank you that we can look forward for that day when you shall come forever to take us home to be with you forever. Bless our every hearts here this morning, our Father, and cause that if there's one here not knowing you, that even today he or she might give their life to you. We thank you and we praise you in our Savior's worthy and precious name. Amen.